My humble obeisances. In the Lord's state of my spiritual being, I will next read our Pravishta, Krishman Bhakti Pratyan, Krishna. And also in the Lord's state of my Shikha Guru, next read our Pravishtam, Krishna Bhakti Pratyan, Krishna Bhakti. We are explaining bhakti. And bhakti is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami has explained all the three pastimes of Krishna. So you are chanting. Some are doing worshipping. Other lens of bhakti you are doing. But no taste is Hari Katha, then gradually all will go. So, in high class of association and Vaishnava or Guru, they should all be there. And in their guidance, they should first hear and then explain in so many ways, by singing, by glorifying Him, by explaining Hari Katha. But first you will have to hear and serve your Gurudev, and then you can. Why is one to be happy in this world and after that? Tasma ekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam pati srotavya kirtitavya dheya pujya cha nitya. If one to be happy in this world and he wants to attend Kevala Bhakti, then ekena manasa ananya bhavena after one pointed attention. Oh, you should do pranam to Sattvatam Pati, the bandhu of devotees, Krishna, or the bandhus of Yadava, bandhu of Gopis, and who is the Krishna himself, Vijayananda. So tapya, kirti tapyasya. Dheya, puja, nityata. Always and always. You should hear about his name, root, gun, lila. And kirtita dhyasya. You should do kirtan of all, like song we are doing. And dheya, you should meditate on Krishna, but not around Krishna. With her the whole family, especially with her Radhika and Gopi. If you will do, very soon your attachment to this world will be cut. They will cut. Who will cut? High class of association.
Santayvasati.
Oh, Guru. Vaishnava. Will cut with their what?
Nice.
That's nice. What is that? Tell.
Then what?
That first. The teaching. You cannot. But they are very powerful. And very soon they will cut off all yours. Okay? So, you should have faith in Hari Katha. But there is no faith. Go there. If sleep comes, or sleep there, no how. After some time, sleepness will go. They will come. So, successful and very strict pastimes of Krishna and the associates of Krishna, they will tell better. So very soon your all sleepness, idleness, everything will go. Srivatam Svatatha. That is telling you. So श्रवण कीर्तना सिद्धांता तो यह वरदान विधि सुनिश्चितता इफ यू आर हियरिंग द वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग एंड वेरी स्वीट पर्सन ऑफ कृष्ण देन कृष्ण व्हाट विल डू लाइक ए बंधु लाइक ए गुड फ्रेंड गुड यंग फ्रेंड ही विल कम इन योर हार्ट हाउ ही विल कम By the Hari Katha, by their Hari Katha, Karma Ramdena, he will come in your heart and he will be Dhuno. He will take away all your anath, aparat, and wanting things very soon. So, very carefully, we should hear. Maya may come, sleepness may come, but just try to get very carefully here all this. Then they will go, come in the heart in a form of Hari Katha, from high class of qualified Vaishnavas and Guru, and it will from your heart and clear it. What to know? All that worldly attachment, anger, lust, and all other things. And Krishna Bhakti becomes Nasaprayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Uttam Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Amnesty. And then, see, your all offenses, unwanting things, anath, are about to go away. Something, no namaparat, something other. It has been told in Bhajan Rasya all these things. Then, Bhagavat Sevaya. There are two things. Bhagavat, Bhakta, and Granth Bhakta. Bhagavat Bhakta is more powerful than Srimad Bhagavatam. They are lock and key of Srimad Bhagavatam. You can read the Bhagavatam, but you cannot take the essence. No strength, but eat. Oh, Bhagavat Sevaya. You sir, Bhagavat means Bhakta. There are so many Bhakta. Kanishtha, Madhyam, Uttam. Then again, Kanishtha, Madhyam, Kanishtha, Uttam. And then Madhyam, Kanishtha, Madhyam, 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 Uttam. And then Uttam, then Uttam, Kanishtha, Uttam, Madhyam, Uttam, Uttam. And also if you explain more, oh, thousands of creation all of us. But especially Uttam Bhava. Like Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj heard from whom? Narada Goswami himself, where he heard? Sanat Sarvindal, Sanat Sarvindal. Sanatana Goswami, where he heard? From himself. Rupa Goswami, not Uttam, but Uttam, Bhagavan, himself, Krishna. So you see one? But in this world, this class of Vaishnava are very rare. Very rare. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, he will be available full of welcome. But Madhyam Adhikari you can find, if you are fortunate. Even by Madhyam, 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 Uttam, you can let them Guru, Shiksha Guru, Guru both, and they will tell Hari Katha, and gradually they will take off all the bad things. How? By Hari Katha. Harikatha, Guru Harikatha. Krishna and Shri. Then he will become Krishna and as a Bandhu. He will clear all these things in the heart. Tada rajastamo bhava kama lobhavya sthiti kita itai anabiddham sat sitam satya sattvam prasidati. And then all kinds of lust, anger, tama, raja, oh, I am all in all the ego, all will come, go away. And then you will become like Srinathapi Sunitena, Sarurapi Sahit Sunana, Amahina, Manadena. How will we come? Then Mahaprabhu is telling. But He who blade na, and don't want any praise or nothing. This is the purification. And if it comes from the core of heart, bottom of heart, then name will give very strong Krishna prema. Evam prasanna varato. Bhavat bhakti yogata. Bhavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. All kinds of lust, attachment, worldly. Everything will go and he will be very happy. Jayatma Sampradhyay. His soul will be always happy. Not covered with any suffering or anything. And Sattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangarshayay. And then by the mercy of Mukta, liberated soul, Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, Madhyama Bhakti, then Bhagavat Tattva Vikyam. He will know all kinds of Tattva Vikyam. Jiva Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, even Prema Tattva, everything he will know. Rasa Tattva, Vinda Tattva, everything he will know. Pitya Tehraya Ganti. Since Jante, sarva-samsaya, kyante chakta karmani drishta yevasana. And then he will take darshan of Krishna in his heart. And then what will become? As a result, drishyate hridaye ganti. All attachments from the world go away. And all kinds of doubts will go away. We have so many doubts. Our Guruji, whether knows or not, I think something, that lust coming, but my Gurudev perhaps not. Should I tell him or not? Like this, Krishna is Supreme Lord or not, who can? And if thou comes, then you are tired.
Samsaya Atma Abhinastati.
By some gentle way, you will die. Kyante chasya karmani. All his formative karmas will go away. Ato vai kavyo nityam bhakti paramaya mudha vasudeve bhagavati purvanta atma prasidhanam. And that is why all the kavyo nitya mukta liberated soul being very happy, they do Prem Bhakti, Parma Bhakti, Vasudeva, Krishna, Bhagavati, Kurvanta Atma Krishna. This is only way to be happy. That's yours. Jayatma, so we should try to follow all this. First we can begin. How Narad achieved the Bhakti? I have told you, there is not one Narada There is a big history. They comes in Kalpa in different ways. And in his last birth, he took birth from any maid servant. How will you see? Can you?
Not
there is and Guru Tattva also in that.
So today this what is meant to speak on Narada Charitra, the history of Narada Muni in one described in the Srimad Bhagavatam in this time. Narada has been committed offense in the previous life as a Gandharva to the Sankirtan party. So he took birth in the son of a maidservant, like didn't know who his father was, so not a very high birth. But in that position,
what offense he had done where?
In the heavenly planet, he was Gandharva, and he was mocking the Sankirtan party. They were chanting, and he made some criticism.
Before that.
Oh, I don't know this one.
Kamrani?
I just know that he was singing materialistic songs of enjoyment instead of...
She said that he was singing materialistic songs.
Enjoyment.
But why?
He was associating with ladies.
He is always liberated soul. Only for our teaching. He comes in this world by any trick that Brahma has. So, Guru asked about this of Narada Charitra. Narada Rishi was son of Brahmaji. What kind of son? He came from his throat.
Brahma is liberated.
Narada Rishi is liberated. He is more superior than of millions of Brahma. He is always the associate of Krishna. He is himself.
Narada Rishi has so many forms. Sometimes Dasara, sometimes Sukhara, sometimes Madhura. In Sukhara, he is Piyarama Sakha of Krishna, means Madhu Mangal. And in Rudjalinamani Grantha, Sri Rudra Goswami Pad has explained and his commentary of Rudjalinamani. Sri Vishwanathakur Thakur and Rudra Goswami Pad has explained. In Madhura, it is Narodiya Gopi. He is doing austerity to get Gopi Bhav. So Narada is always liberated. But Brahmaji asked him to help him for creation. Narada denied. No, I don't came in this world to create, to help you in creation, in material creation.
It is a cause of rock. It is against our Vedic literature or not?
No.
Why no? Because we have all come to bhajan, not for worldly things. And Brahma was telling him that you should marry and make praja like me, and he refused.
Finally, Narada refused because I am your father. You are neglecting me. Deny my orders. Okay, then you go to the Gandharva planet. So he said, okay, I agree. So you went to Gandharva planet, became Gandharva. Gandharva means we can sing very nice if a father is telling that you should not do bhajan. What should you do? Obey him or not?
No.
Gita Vipralas. You know Bhagavad Gita? Guru Nasastha Thajano Nasastha. What to say about Father? If Guru of the soul, don't go to listen any higher Harikatha. Then, oh Guru, oh Guru, then bye bye forever, bye bye, goodbye. Not to have it to what to say about Father and Mother and other relatives. Even past Guru Dev also mentioned in scripture. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he cannot relate with his father. Bharat Maharaj means younger brother of Lord Ramchandra. He cut off relation with his mother, who gave him birth. Gopis, they gave up their connection with their husband. And Divisamji, the younger brother of Ravan, he gave up any kind of relation with his king and elder brother Ravan, Divisamji. And Bali Maharaji, when Bhavandev came to take some donation, Sukhacharya told, oh, don't think it's only Bhavandev is yours. He is Vishnu. Don't give any donation. So everything is for Vishnu. He is almighty, only but an omniscient. If I give or not, if you want, he can say, so you must give. But Sukhacharya, oh, if my disciples always go away, then how I can manage my life? Disciple is my asset. So I have to keep him in my control. So he makes any obstacle. Then Bhavandev told, oh please take wow, do Achaman. When you are going to do Achaman, then water is coming out from the Ganga Sagar, means one type of lotus, there is one small tube, the water will come out. He became a fly and covered the hole, the water should not come. Bhavandev told, oh maybe your servants are cleaning, not proper cleaning, not clean properly. Okay, bring one kusagra and clear the hole. As soon as he did, then blood came and Sukhacharya ran away. Then he became blind in one eye. Why? If you give any obstacle, make any obstacle for Bhagavad Bhajan, then he has to be blind in this life or any other life. So have to be very careful. Don't make any obstacle, the service of Holy Guru Vaishnava. So Narasimha Lok, he became Gandharva planet, became Gandharva, and associated with so many Gandharvis. So one day, Brahmaji wants to make one very big sacrifice. He invited all. And he invited Narasimha also, who became Gandharva, to sing there. So Narasimha came, not in form of Naras, in form of Gandharva, with so many Gandharvis. And they are singing, what? Not Vedic song, not from Samveda. They are singing material song and doing him in so many bad postures. Then Brahmaji became very angry. Oh, you are not listening to me. You have so many muni rishis that come here and you are making so many nonsense things. Okay, you have to go to material world and have to be served as med servant.
Oh, thank you.
Now, okay, then he came down in this world to help us in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
So now Narada, he took birth as the son of a maidservant, a lowly birth. But one time during the Chaturmasya, the 4 months of the rainy season, when the sages who are traveling will sit down and stop and do bhajan very intensely for those 4 months, four saints came to his mother's her house, the cottage, and they took shelter there for those months of Chaturmasya. During that time, Narada, he was a very well-behaved boy. He didn't misbehave, he didn't speak nonsense, he was self-controlled, and he would serve those sages very nicely and very attentively. And he would hear their Harikatha, because during these 4 months, they would be constantly glorifying and chanting and remembering the glories of the Lord. So he heard so much purifying Harikatha. One time, as they were about to go, he asked them if he could honor the remnants of their prasadam. So because he had pleased them by his service and his humble and submissive and well-behaved attitude, they gave him that blessing. And when he tasted this maha prasadam of the Mahabharata, then immediately his heart became purified and cleansed, and he experienced the higher emotions of devotional service. He wanted to leave with these sages, but he still had his mother was there attached to him and is depending on him. But they gave him blessing. Who were these sages? They were the four Kumaras. Sanat, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sanatan. And so he has association of Maha Bhagavat, Maha Uttama Bhagavat. And they gave him blessing. Very quickly after that time, he desired to go and couldn't leave. Some snake came and bit his mother, and she passed away. So now the young lad was free, and he began to go and wander the earth, chanting and remembering and seeing all of the varieties of the creation and seeing how it is all Maya, the Lord's Maya. Finally, he found some beautiful place in the forest, and there he began to meditate. At the time, what was the blessing the four Kumaras gave him? It was before they left. They gave him mantra. So this Diksha mantra, Om Namo, they gave him, he chanted it very, very earnestly and sincerely. This Diksha, what is this Diksha? It's composed of two words, Divya Gyanam Tato Dadya. Something is given. And Sakshayate, something is taken away. So what is given is divine knowledge, Divya Gyanam. This is defined by Srila Jiva Goswami as of two kinds of divine knowledge. The nature, the specific knowledge, Bhagavat Srup Gyan, of the form of Godhead that you have a relationship with, that particular Ishtadev that you are related to. And the second type of Divya Gyanam that one receives at Diksha is Bhagavat Sambandha Vishesha Gyan. Vishesha means special, specific. Sambandha means a relationship. That specific and special knowledge, jnan, that relates to your particular relationship with that form of the Godhead that you are related to. So this is what is meant by the Divya Gyanam, the Tathagata, that is given at the time of Diksha. And Sakshayati Pap. There are so many types of pap or sins. Kut, which is lying unmanifest at the time, these seeds of sin, and then Parabdha, the sin that we have incurred, the reactions of now in this body, being one of them, and then Aparabdha, those sins which we have performed in the past, and now the reaction is just waiting to be experienced. At the time of Diksha, and this is the qualification of real guru, he can take all those kinds of sins away from your heart. And even, there's a mystery here, the divine nature of the name of the mantra he's giving you will also destroy even Prabhupada karma. How this will be understood in the higher stages of bhakti. So Narada received mantra from qualified gurus. He chanted that following all their instructions very clearly, free from attachment to anything in this world, but he had some small attachment. That was that he wanted to perform his bhajan in a very nice place. So he chose to go into the forest. It was very peaceful and calm and beautiful. And there he, for a moment, he got darshan of his Ishtadev, chanting his mantra. But only for a moment. And when he lost the vision, the spurti, he felt like he'd lost the greatest thing. His trance broke, he was crying, how could he get this divine vision back? Why had it appeared and why had it gone? And then he heard a voice, a divine voice told him, that, O Narada, in this life, you will not see me again. But I have given you this divine vision just to increase your greed to attain me. So, there's a very interesting point here, about in Nam Tattva and Guru Tattva, that if even the those who chant Namabha, Ashrada Namabha, those who chant the holy name of the Lord, but without any faith, either by as a joke or in anger or to indicate something else, like in the case of Ajamil, if even they will achieve liberation and freedom from their sins, And at the same time, those who have trained will always see the Lord within their hearts and before them. Then what is the position of those who have shraddha but and are chanting Namaba? They don't have that complete revelation or divine vision of the Lord at all times, and yet they're certainly more fortunate and of a higher caliber than those who are just chanting out of accident or out of anger or making a joke. So what is that? So the Acharyas have commented that those who chant the name Namabhas, but who have faith in the higher stages of their bhakti, they will be given this sporty or divine vision of their Ishtadeva, the Lord of their heart. So this is Narada who received all these blessings from this Guru, and I ask that Gurudev, you please give us all these blessings.
Thank you.
And compare by this shloka Anna Pilasita. What qualities and what some lacking was there in. Also you can explain in what category Narad Bhakti was.
So Gurudev ordered me to, Srila Gurudev ordered me to tell something about the bhakti of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was, when he was a young boy, he wanted to sit on the lap of his father. And his stepmother said, he has no right to sit on the lap of his father unless he's born from my womb. The two mothers didn't get along. So Dhruva Maharaj became very angry, and he wanted to attain something in sort of a mode of revenge. He wanted to attain a kingdom greater than that of his father and greater than that of his father's father, that is Lord Brahma. So he wanted to see, attain the Supreme Lord and get the benediction of this very great kingdom that he could be the Lord of. So he went to his mother, and his mother said that much more than the love of your own mother, the Supreme Lord loves you. First he went to his mother without the interest to go to the Lord. So she turns him towards the Lord and says his love is more than millions of mothers. So whatever you want, you should go and approach him. So with that desire to have a kingdom greater even than the kingdom of Lord Brahma, Dhruva set out to find God. So if somebody is sincerely seeking, then the Lord sends his representative to help him. So the Lord Bhagavan sent Sri Narada Muni to be his spiritual master. And at first Narada was encouraging him or discouraging him, told him to go back home. But Narada was so determined, Dhruva was so determined that Narada gave him that same mantra. And Dhruva began chanting that mantra. And he began performing austerity, such great austerity that at first he reduced his eating. Now he's a prince, never walking without shoes. But now he's living in the forest and reduced his eating the first month only to fruits and roots. Then in the next, only to finally after 6 months, he kept reducing and reducing. After 6 months, he was only eating air. In other words, only taking a breath maybe once every 12 days. He became so powerful that the Lord manifested in his heart. And because the Lord is the most heavy, so Dhruva Maharaj also became heavy. And he became so heavy, he was doing austerities of standing only on one foot and only eating every 12 days one breath of air. So he became so heavy that his one foot pressed down the earth, and the fact that he wasn't breathing, made hold of it as own oxygen, and the whole earth began to suffocate. Our Srila Prabhupada compared this to a person who's in an airplane. Ordinary John Doe is in an airplane, and this airplane is going 2,000 miles an hour. So this ordinary person, being on that plane, is also going 2,000 miles an hour. So because he was more ordinary, but because the Lord was sitting in his heart, who is the most heavy, so Srila Maharaj was able to become heavy. Although the completion of that analogy is that a person who has love of God who's sitting in his heart, he can purify the whole universe just by his presence in it, as with our Srila Gurudev or Srila Prabhupada and other pure devotees. So the demigods began to pray to the Lord that the whole universe now is suffering because of Dhruva's penances. Please give him your darshan. So the Lord appeared to Dhruva. He disappeared from his meditation and reappeared outside of him. And Dhruva Maharaj was able to see him. And all his senses were engaged in the Lord's service. He began drinking the Lord's form with his eyes. All of his senses began being engaged in the Lord's service, and he couldn't even speak. He was stuttering. He could not even ask his prayer. So the Lord touched him with his concha, Lord Vishnu, and then Dhruva Maharaj, he knew Dhruva Maharaj's desire. So he told him that he would give him a kingdom that is not exactly Vaikuntha, but it's Ramapriya Vaikuntha. The Vaikuntha planet, is it Ramapriya Vaikuntha or next door, Dhruva Loka? Ramapriya Vaikuntha in this material world. He couldn't attain that Vaikuntha outside in Paravyoma, the transcendental realm, but there is a Vaikuntha region here. And he became the, he was able to reside there and become like a king there. Then, after ruling in this world, when that was complete, he went home and he became the king. His brother was killed, and Dhruva Maharaj became the king. And while he was the king, he had lots of very, very good associations. Sometimes Narada Muni came to see him. Sometimes other great sages came to see him. And gradually, he became free from his desire to rule. Then, when it was time for him to leave this world, to leave his body, the Lord was going to take him to Vaikuntha. But he started thinking of his mother. And so because he had some material attachment, he could not go to that Vaikuntha, but attain that Vaikuntha in this world. So Srila Gurudev asked us to relay what we hope we remember properly from having heard from Srila Gurudev. His bhakti, because it was motivated with a material desire, it did not fit into the category of uttama bhakti, as was described by Sripad Aranya Maharaj from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. One of the symptoms, the tatastha lakshana, or marginal symptom of bhakti, is anya vilasita sunyam, that in natural circumstances, ordinary, his natural state of being, he will not have any desire other than the desire to please Krishna. But Dhruva Maharaj has a continual desire for a great kingdom, even greater than that of Brahma. So because he did not fall in the category of anya vilasita or anya vilas, therefore his plus also the swarup lakshana, or intrinsic, internal symptom of bhakti, is that one is always engaged for the happiness, welfare, and benefit of Krishna with all of the endeavors of his body, mind, words, and transcendental sentiments. As Srila Gurudev explained yesterday, while Dhruva Maharaj was engaged in that austerity, he didn't have any transcendental sentiments. So also he didn't engage in senses for the satisfaction of the Lord. He wanted his own satisfaction, and for that he was worshipping. Therefore, his bhakti is not under the category of Shuddha Bhakti or Uttama Bhakti or pure Bhakti. His Bhakti is called Sakarma Bhakti. That is, Sa means with and karma. With kama desire, sorry. Sa kama. Kama means he has personal desire. So therefore, his bhakti was not pure. Srila Gurudev also asked, what is the nature of the bhakti of Narada Muni? And as was mentioned,
to compare.
As was mentioned by Sri Padmadev Maharaj, Narada Muni has so many manifestations. His original form is Madhumanga, the very, very intimate Kriyanam Saka of Sri Krishna. So in his original feature, he's Uttam Mahabhagwat, more intimate with Krishna than even the topmost of the five categories of pure bhakti. That is Uddhav Maharaj. He's so much last times more than Uddhav, who is Prem Atur, means one who is overwhelmed with love of Krishna and overwhelmed by the love of Krishna's greatest devotees, the gopis. But still, Narada in his original feature as Madhumanga is last times greater than that even of Uddha, what to speak of Dhruva Maharaj. Then, he has another form as mentioned by Sri Madhav Maharaj as Naradi Gopi. Again, Uttam Mahabhagwat. In his form as Narada, he also gets to go to Goloka Vrindavan sometimes and assist in the pastimes of the Lord. He met Mother Yasoda, he met the gopis, he discusses sometimes with Radharani, and even in his other features, as a Ram Bhakta and as a Narayan Bhakta. Still, he's fully in the category of Anyavi Vasita Sunyam, with no other desire than to please the Lord, and therefore there's no comparison between the two.
To make a comparison between Dhruva Maharaj and the perfection that he attained by his purport of bhakti, as discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Naradji, but as Naradji Gopi or any of these things, this Narad that we have been discussing today, this particular Narad, who appeared as the son of a maid servant and was initiated and took instructions from the four Kumaras, we compare these two. First of all, this Narad, about whom we have been discussing today, he went into the forest and he began to remember the mantra given by his guru, and he began to meditate on the instructions. He meditated on the mantra according to the instructions of his guru. Therefore, by the influence of that mantra, he realized, what is this mantra? This mantra and Tupinoda are same, no difference at all. So he had darshan of Bhagavan, Sri Narayan, but only for a moment. Then, in the next moment, that momentary vision disappeared and he began to weep in separation. As Purupad of Santa Bhakti Samar explained, at that time, he heard a voice from the sky announced, in this life you will not see me again. I have appeared to you for a moment, just to increase your eagerness to attain me. Those whose hearts are not completely pure, they can hardly see me in this world. And then he ordered him to go on doing bhakti and travel everywhere. So in that life, Narad did not see the Supreme Lord again. Now a question comes, why is it that he had the darshan of the Supreme Lord only for a moment and then lost it for the rest of his life? There is a reason. His heart was not completely pure. It did not come into the category of Anya Bilashta Shunyam Jnana Kamasina Vritam. He was not free from all desire. He had a very small desire. I can say it is very small compared to the desire that I have. Mm-hmm. But from the point of view of pure bhakti, any small desire is a great obstacle. And what does that Harichandra explain is called sattvik vanabhas. He had a desire. It was not an ignorant desire to take drugs and sleep. It was not a passionate desire to collect money or anything. But it was a desire in the mode of goodness. Sattvik vasana. That is that he thought, it is very nice to do my bhajan, to practice my devotional service in a very sattvic surrounding, a sattvic environment, in a beautiful forest which is clean and fresh and pure and very peaceful, undisturbed by other people. So because of this sattvic desire, sattvic banabas, a desire to reside in a place in the mode of goodness, in the forest, this was an obstacle. And therefore, he had darshan of the Lord for a moment and not again. But throughout his life, he felt separation, more and more separation from the Lord he had seen for a moment. And the fire of that separation burned even the last final trace of material desire. And therefore, when he came to the very last moment of his life, just as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously, what happened? Payujyamane maitam shuddham bhagavatim thanum. Arabdha karma niravano nyapasat pancha bhautikaha. At once, at the same time, he gave up the body made of material elements and received shuddham bhagavatim thanum, a body, thanu, which was suitable to be an eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that comes that Satchidananda Vigraha, that form which is composed of eternity, knowledge and bliss. He was completely liberated and free to wander anywhere within the material or within the spiritual world. He could wander up to Vaikuntha and around the spiritual world and back to this world.